Well, Ollie, it was heading for a draw, but the complexion of the game changed with about 7 minutes left, and the complexion of the league now changes as well.
Yeah, I don't know about the complexion of the league. We're still at the bottom end, to put it that way too. We still need to pick up points. I felt tonight we played well and still came out the narrow side of the defeat. Last week we didn't play well, or the week before. We suffered heavier defeats. But that's the nature of it. Like, if we don't play well, we get beaten comfortably. And even when you play well, you still run the risk of what happened there tonight. I felt Pats had the majority of the possession, but never really opened us up bar the first maybe 10 minutes. We had the clear-cut chances, but if you don't take them when you're on top, you see what can happen. And to be fair to Harry, he changed shape about a minute earlier when he got Dean Clark on the right-hand side, and look, he got the Jake Walker, took it, although I don't think he was the best of shots he had. But if we don't take our chances when we are on top, you pay the price, and that's what's happened tonight.
Yeah, and after that Bowes game, you were critical of your defence, and again, 3-0 against Dundalk the week before. You said before this game that you wanted to tighten up. How happy were you with your defence out there tonight?
It was better, but we still conceded. It was a hell of a lot better, but, is it any odds losing 3-0 and losing 1-0 in a tight game? Certainly, we felt we merited maybe a point out there, but not to be, and we keep going, and put it that way too.
And in that game as well, Nathan Boyle had a few good chances. One in the first half, one in the second. He probably should have put them away as well.
Well, that's the kind of points I'm saying, is that, Jake Walker had one chance when he commanded somebody, took it. Nathan had two chances. I think Mikey Place had a very good chance as well. Now, saying that, they could have won the game 2-0. We threw caution to the wind in the 82nd minute, and I think rather than the 83rd is when they scored. Just sort of correction. But from there to the end of extra time, they could have scored, a second goal, or of injury time, I should say. But up to that, we were quite comfortable without really being opened up. But that's what you get. Fair play to Pats, they changed their shape. And then within a minute they'd scored, and good luck to them, to put it that way.
Yeah, and going into the mid-season break now, has the aim of the year changed a little bit from looking for straight up staying in the league to looking for a playoff spot, or is it still aiming for that to stay in the league straight away?
At the start of the year, and we knew how difficult it would be. If we were given the playoff spot at the start of the year, we'd have taken with open arms. The difficult part is that UCD have three games on us, and that playoff spot itself will be a huge achievement for us if we're able to turn around. But we keep going, and we'll see where it takes us.
And you spot Sean Doherty off from the NSHON League. What are you expecting from Sean to bring to the team, first of all, and how are you expecting him to adjust to the higher standard?
I don't know. I don't think he knows. I don't think anyone knows. And he's done very, very well for Greencastle in the NSHON League. The one all around them, to their credit, and he certainly has a chance of stepping up, and only time will tell whether he can step up or not. And I don't think anybody knows, and we're no magicians or no huge experts to say he'll definitely make it or definitely not. But he's a good lad with a good attitude, and that's half the battle.